When working in the 21st century classroom and library, educators must be cognizant of the needs of students to interpret and produce multimedia, Smaldino et al., 2015. Supporting students' audio and video literacy, as well as text and visual literacy, will be imperative to the success of instruction. Using the best quality resources possible and ensuring thoughtful, scaffolded instruction will help to produce 21st century learners who are prepared for an ever-changing world and digital landscape. Whether utilizing audio, video, text, or visual products within the classroom, librarians need to research to find the tools that will be most beneficial to their specific audiences. Librarians should focus on developing instruction that helps students acquire 21st century skills through the guided inquiry model, Green 2013. This approach easily invites use of audio, video, text, and/or visual products into the learning process. By employing the guided inquiry model, students can be led through the process of initiation, selection, exploration, formulation, collection, presentation, and assessment, and the librarian can easily incorporate opportunities for developing a student's skills in audio, video, text, and visual literacy, Green 2013. One way to create an authentic, real-world application of what has been learned is to make use of the podcast. In her article, Producing Library Podcast When It Makes Sense, Kara Fox explores the podcast in the context of a library promotional tool. However, in the classroom, the podcast can be utilized as a presentation of information learned and can offer a more unique product for assessment. Being given the opportunity to be organized, creative, and collaborative on an assignment will appeal to students who may be unfamiliar with the ins and outs of the podcast and will result in a final product that can appeal to the audio and visual literacies that students are developing. Fox, 2010. Which type of literacy, audio, video, text, and/or visual, do you think is most lacking in your current school? How would you suggest that educators address this weakness given the resources available on campus?